program were pre-recorded.
AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Rest. A field that has rested gives a bountiful crop.
Dung it out, Vic. Petros and Money, AM 570 LA Sports, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Short show. We got less than an hour before we hand it over to Adam Oslin. We have already put an hour in the book, so if you missed it, you can always revisit us through the podcast at the iHeartRadio app, the number one podcast platform in the world. You can always stream us as well. That's the difference between iHeartRadio and anything else. If you cannot find your way to AM 570 on your radio, you can listen on your smart device through the iHeartRadio app live and in the moment, along with subscribing to our podcast. Andre Ether going to join us in the very next segment, P.
Yeah, and we are excited about the prospects of Ether. He's got something great coming around with Thanksgiving and helping people out, in particular, undocumented workers in kitchens all over Los Angeles, because Ether loves the restaurants, and it's a great thing, and we're going to talk to him about that, and who's going to be a Dodger next year. It's going to look different, and people are starting to come to terms with that, and they're starting to maybe say their goodbyes to some of the most beloved Dodgers that they've rooted so hard for over the years. And we'll see what Ether thinks about that. The interesting perspective from him, a lifelong Los Angeles Dodgers. So we're very excited to talk to Ether. But right now it's time for the number of the day.
Here's my number.
Yeah, there it is.
Number of the day.
Number of the day is 50. And 15 and 66. P, we love Vans. We love Steve Van Dorn. And today is a big day. It is National Checkered Vans Day. And it's a celebration of Vans itself and all the work they do in the community. So be sure to check out Steve Van Dorn's personal Instagram and at the Vans. The Vans Instagram as well. They got a whole bunch of content at Vans, at Steven. I'm sorry, Steve Van Dorn, and all of his travels with all the people that work at the many van stores across the country. But there's a reason why it is both 66 and 15, because through Steve Van Dorn, P, we have been able to meet a number of awesome, interesting people, including some of my childhood heroes. At many of our summer tour stops, we had Steve Caballero and Christian Hassoy. We've talked to Tony Hawk in the past, but the elusive and arguably my favorite skateboarder of all time, elusive, much requested, never tracked down, Lance Mountain.
Never happened. Never got him.
And I got him today.
Oh, Matt.
Lance, being the saint that he is, put together one of those limited edition Lance Mountain art skateboard collector decks for Jeremy Klein, one of my favorite skaters from hookups back in the day. It was just released yesterday. I was fortunate to get online and score one before they sold out, only 150 made, and he recognized my address through Steve Van Dorn tying us together via text and said, why don't we just meet at the Seal Beach post office so I don't have to ship it to you.
Oh, and wow.
We ended up having a wonderful hour-long conversation. Could not be a nicer guy. And a big shout-out to Steve Van Dorn for making that connection for me, a middle-aged man who was like a giddy schoolboy standing there having a conversation with freaking Lance Mountain for about an hour as he handed me one of 150 of his works of art and this Jeremy Klein Lance Mountain design mashup. So a huge thank you to Steve Van Dorn.
So did you get a skateboard from him?
I did. I got a skate deck, one that I'm going to hang on a wall.
So you bought something from him.
I bought something, and he was going to ship it, and when he saw my address, he's like, hey, why would I ship it? You know, I live a quarter of a mile or half a mile from you. Let's just meet at the Steel Beach.
I mean, it feels like you got to have your moment, but none of our listeners did. Like, our listeners got to meet all the other people with you.
Right.
So now you just went out and did this by yourself, you know.
I'm slow playing it. I was going to do that, and then it started going so swimmingly that I was like, you know what? I'm going to slow play this. He's now got my phone number. We exchanged texts, and I feel like summer tour is until next year. So I can slow play this. Of course, you know me well enough to know I'll screw this up between now and then. And you know, I'll burn the bridge, and Lance will say I'm a complete kook and lose my number, jerk. But for now.
You might bring him to the wrong party.
Right? I feel like we're in a good spot to get that Lance Mountain appearance for next year's summer tour stop.
I can see, like, all Lance Mountain's friends looking at him like he was the guy that brought LaRusso to that party.
Exactly right.
Right at the beginning.
Who's this kook?
Where'd you get this guy, Lance?
That's actually what he's saying to his friends now. Oh, I had to meet this kook, that Van Dorn, you know, I just did it as a favor to Steve, and the guy freaking had me cornered for an hour. I couldn't get out of there.
Well, that's very exciting, Matt. I hope we can get him on for the summer tour.
I hope so.
He has been elusive, more elusive than Costner, even.
Easily. And I posted a photo of the board. I did not want to trouble him for a photo with him. I thought that'd be kind of weird. But it was funny. Like, three different dudes walked by while we were talking on Main Street. And they're like, hey, Mr. Mountain, how are you? Everybody called him Mr. Mountain. What's up, Mr. Mountain? Oh, sweet. Mr. Mountain, big fan.
Well, he is Lance Mountain.
He's Lance Mountain. Pretty cool.
All right, Ronnie, song of the day. The song of the day.
This is the song of the day.
Ta-da.
Johnny Rivers performs our song of the day with his version of Chuck Berry's Memphis. Recorded live at the Whiskey A Go-Go in Hollywood, 1964. A crunchy groove indeed for a Thursday afternoon on the Petros and Money Show. We're great sports talks on a flex alert due to Clippers basketball in the southern city of Memphis, Tennessee, where the Clippers are looking to give the Grizz the blues at FedEx Forum. And we'll get you over to Adam Oslin. We'll have your Clippers countdown show ready to go this afternoon at 4 o'clock.
I think if anybody's going to convert Matt to born-again Christianity.
You're right about that.
Lance Mountain's got a chance.
You're right about that. He was trying.
He's going to come over to your house and witness to you. Tell you the good news.
That's why I said there's still a lot of time for this to go sideways now and the summer doorstop.
Maybe we ought to get him on next week.
Maybe we should get him on tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe we should strike while the iron's hot, see if we can get him up next. We'll be back with more PMS. We've got Andre Ethier with some great Dodger conversation and some Season of Giving talk as well. Dead and Alive guy, too. And then Clippers Grizz with Salty A.
They're tweeting. They're on Facebook, Instagram. Interact with the show at AM570LASports.com.
For you, our loyal listener.
Petros and Money continues now.
AM570 LA Sports, live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app. Remember, it is a short show today. We are off at 4 o'clock as it is Clipper basketball. They're in Memphis taking on the Grizzlies. Same schedule tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. So back-to-back flex alert, short shows. And don't forget Sunday on Alt 98.7, our sister station. It is a primetime affair. Chargers v. Steelers at SoFi Stadium. Sunday night football here in Los Angeles. Chargers versus Steelers, and those are sandwiched by Crosstown Showdown, UCLA versus USC football, 1 o'clock kick, 10:30 a.m. countdown to kickoff with Tim Cates on AM 570. Right here, we got all the games being played on the station, Pete.
Joining us now, though, on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline, a man who we love on this show, maybe not as much as David Basset and him love each other, but we have love for the French man into the desert. And the way he reaches out to the people. And the people reach out to him. They love Andre Ethier. And when the Dodgers are looking like this year, they might have to say goodbye to some beloved boys in blue to move on to other places. It's good to know that Andre Ethier is still around for the fans and showing love. Next week, he's feeding people for Thanksgiving with his organization. Not Without You, L.A. helping undocumented workers in kitchens of restaurants, which is a great cause, and always wonderful to spread the love and joy during the holiday season. And Andre really knows how to do it. He is our hero. He fears the fork. They beat Washington last week. I hope Ethier enjoyed the broadcast. What's cracking, Andre? How are you?
Not much. Thanks for having me on today. You know, trying to avoid getting on a phone call with Dave Vasse, so I'm glad you guys called me instead.
Yeah, the Extra Innings podcast, though. I mean, you must have enjoyed it a little bit, chopping it up with Dave and going through the emotions of the season through the eyes of David Vasse.
You mean it's more like the Extra Innings Kerry Vasse podcast. Someone has to carry him and you know, make sure he's a voice that some people might want to hear other than his mom or uncle. So, you know, it was fun doing it. I had a great time. I appreciate, you know, AM570 for allowing me to do that all year. And, yeah, you know, talked about some great baseball, had some great predictions, some great arguments back and forth with Dave. But, you know, I think the moral of the story is the team came up short and where everyone expected and where everyone saw them going. And like you kind of hit there in that nice promo, a lot of changes coming in Dodgerland right now. You know, a lot of uncertainties. What does this team do? Where does this team go? And we're definitely sure that we're probably not going to have some familiar faces coming back.
Ethier, we hear things like, well, you know, his wife really likes living in Manhattan Beach, or, you know, Corey Seager really likes living that L.A. lifestyle. How much is that grounded in reality when you're talking about the limited amount of time you have to do this particular job and trying to maximize your time here with a salary? How much do those circumstances play versus getting, you know, as much as you can, which is what you should do?
Right, 100%. You know, that's the I wouldn't say the evil side, but that's the business side of the game. That's the side that people don't want to always acknowledge, whether it's fans, whether it's friends, family, you guys, myself, is that side you're trying to make a living and a thing. Because you can see, you're in a position soon as, you know, I'm 39 years old now and 4 or 5 years removed from playing, and you're never getting an opportunity to make those type of money that you were making in this game during those years. And I saw a funny thing on Instagram, one of these Dodger things pull up, you know, finish the line. Where will blank finish with what team for how much? You know, and it was like, you know, over Chris Taylor and Corey Seager. And I go, you know, they will end up with the team that plays them the most and for this many years, period. You know, there's no team. It's obviously it's the right fit. It's the right place. But at the same time, you're trying to maximize your dollar. And this might be the only chance that Corey Seager gets to have a multi-year deal for this type of money. And you hate to say that the Dodgers might not be the team that offers him that.
How, Ethier, just one more on this, because obviously we want to really kind of get into what you're doing out here in Los Angeles. It's as a great a cause as there is out there, considering, you know, how our lives are affected by the group that you're trying to help out. But just real quick, how much of it is agent pressure? You know, you have this relationship with an agent that always has, you know, your best interests in mind. And how much of it is also on him or her that you want to make sure, you know, they get the best deal as well, because that's important to their business.
Yeah, that's a touchy thing in this game. And if you know what, if you look back and you start tracking some of how these deals are made, some of these deals are made that helps other guys get into other positions too. And there might be a player that you might affect if you go there by taking up that, and so you might be steered in a different direction. Sometimes deals like that are happened and made. I'm not saying for sure it does, but yeah, the agent has a lot of, you know, way in showing how and where you're going to end up. And I still think for a guy like Corey, like you guys mentioned, his wife loves Manhattan Beach. They've really fallen in love with, you know, that community and being a part of there. And you hope that outweighs a lot of the other side of what they're going to be presented with, probably some other, you know, great offers.
Can't ride a dune buggy around in Manhattan Beach, though. Not unless you want to get arrested.
If you're Petros, you can do anything you want, probably.
No. I'm persona non grata. But I love downtown L.A. I've lived there a few different times in my life. And in the art district next week, you'll be out there feeding people for Thanksgiving. No us without you, L.A. is the organization for undocumented workers in the kitchen of restaurants working. No us without you, L.A. Tell us about it, Andre, and how you got hooked up with this particular cause, because it is a great one.
Yeah, so I mean, the basis of it is, like, how many of us, you know, it's one of those, let's put it out there, right? It's one of those hot button topic subjects, right? Undocumented worker benefits, all that. But let's be real. How many of us, and I know no one cannot put their hand up, has benefited from an undocumented worker, whether it's a restaurant, whether it's a business, whether it's anything in their life. I know everyone can raise their hand to that. So bottom line is, how much have we gotten back from people in these positions and these areas of life that, and, you know, been received from them? And it's our turn to give back a little bit to, you know, the position that they were unfortunately put in during the time of COVID, and even outside of COVID, just in general. You know, they're unable to receive some of the benefits and other things that people can get. And I think the biggest thing is, it's not just about the undocumented side. It's about, it provides food security, which is like a big hot button thing too, is just providing meals for kids and for moms for their family. So it's a profit. It's an organization that is providing food security for undocumented immigrants who are the backbone of the hospitality industry in the greater Los Angeles area. So it's all those cooks, the dishwashers, the bus people, everyone who has a job in these restaurant and the hospitality, whether it's hotels, the industry. It's just giving back, and it's allowing them to, in these last couple months, in these last couple years, when times have been tough, to have a source that they can go to and receive some benefits from.
Andre Ethier with us, and Andre, would love to know, just because, like you said, you know, people might squawk and say whatever they may say, but you're right. We're all, you know, these people are so important to us, to what we do every single day. Two-part question. One, how did you kind of get into this? And two, kind of how bad is it? Like how much help do these people need?
One, I got into it. I was just kind of, you know, last 2 years, who hasn't done a ton of soul searching, you know, the last 2 years, and we had a ton of time to sit back and in and out of quarantines, not being able to do a lot. And you realize the things you're missing, and then we're going to restaurants and we're not getting service, or we're not being able to get in, or places are closing down. And, you know, for me, I just had a very good gentleman of mine, a friend of mine here in Phoenix, who I've known for about 12 years now, who I went into a regular restaurant. He served me all the time, and all of a sudden one day ended up wasn't there, place closed down. And I had kept in contact with him, and he just kind of told me a story. And I started realizing, you know, the impact of what has happened the last couple of years with him and everything. So I reached out to a good friend of mine, David Rosoff, there in L.A., a pretty well-known general manager in the L.A. industry for the last, restaurant industry for the last 30 years. And I asked him, hey, is there any organizations you know in L.A. that deal with this type of thing? And he goes, actually, I do. It's No House Without You, Aton, Valhalla Hospitality has done a real good job of creating this thing. So I kind of just reached out blindly to them and asking, hey, is there any help you need from my side that can do this? And I'm kind of piggybacking on what they do. This is not my charity. This is theirs. And I'm piggybacking onto all the hard work, everything they've built up, from being like a small little pantry to like having refrigerated trucks, now a working garden in the arts district that they got a lot. They planted a garden. They do the distributions out of. And so I got involved by just reaching out, and it kind of just worked out from there. So that's kind of the answer both ways, is I reached out, and I just know someone, and I know a lot more people. I mean, I've been blessed to have played my entire career in L.A. And like Petros likes to say, you know, still embraced by the fans, by the people, and I am. But all these times I played, I don't realize of all the people I got to meet and all the doors that got to open up to me. And you know, from eating at Moza on L.A. to going to Spago to going to the little taco vendor. Most of those guys that always hooked me up were most of these workers probably that were, for one, you know, great people. Two, they were diehard Dodger baseball fans that wanted to follow, and they opened up these doors because of what I did and what I got, and they gave me so much. So it's just my opportunity to go and give back, and I'm excited. We actually have a lot of things coming up down the road, especially next year, that we're going to be announcing after next week when I'm officially coming on board to help them with their whole charity.
And we can't wait to see how it all goes and how it goes next week in the Arts District. Last thing for you from me, Andre, three older pitchers, one superstar shortstop, but Chris Taylor might be the guy they need to keep the most. Am I wrong?
You can ask your boy Vasse, and I said this, I'm not saying I told you so, and I'm not saying I'm a whatever. Last week of spring training, I text Dave Roberts. I said, wow, I said, if Chris Taylor isn't your favorite player, there's got to be something wrong with everyone. You know, I kind of just said that to Dave Roberts, and he goes, I know. If I had 25 of him on my roster, you would be the happiest, easiest team to manage ever. Fast forward a couple months later, me and Dave are talking in June on our podcast, and he's talking about, you know, blah, 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 you know, whatever he's like to go off on a tangent about. And I go, but one thing we're missing is here. Our biggest thing we need to do as soon as we can is sign Chris Taylor. And he kind of was like, huh? I'm like, no, Chris Taylor's our guy. I'm like, this is a guy who might not be the Seager, might not be the, you know, obviously the Kershaw, but he's kind of that guy, that jack of all trades. And the one piece I don't think you want to let walk away. And I think Dave quickly got on board with it. He's always been a fan, but I think he quickly got on board with how important and how valuable Chris Taylor is to not only Dodgers, to baseball. He's a guy who knows how to get the job done, and you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, I mean, glue, just whatever you need. That guy is there. It's certainly going to be interesting. This
he's
next,
not going to wow you, right?
Right, exactly.
He'll never wow you, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I think you hit it. I mean, heck, it's more important what you say about it, Ether, than I do, my God. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's what I was saying. Sorry. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he'll never wow you. And that was the same conversation I had with Dave. He won't wow you. He's not, he'll win games for you, but he's not going to wow you over the course of a year. And that's like, but that's what makes a quality baseball team. That's what the Dodgers just missed probably this playoffs, was not having enough quality guys who can just fill. You don't need stars to show up and star out the whole time. You need guys to show up and fill and do the quality stuff. And then those stars can add in their pieces here and there. Yeah, they can carry you through a series, but I mean, let's look at what happened with Atlanta there. I mean, it wasn't really Freddie Freeman until the last game of the World Series really showing up. He had good games, but nothing over. They had quality players in between. This Rosario guy that no one heard about before this year was a released guy winning games for them. So I think Chris Taylor is very similar to that guy, a Rosario. So yes, that's my Chris Taylor candidacy free agency speech. Bring him back, please.
And hopefully all the people that decide what those numbers are and how important he is are listening. And for our listeners, it's important for you to visit Us Without You. That's NOUSwithoutYou.LA is where you can get all the information. Andre going to be out here in the downtown LA Arts District with him next week, feeding people for Thanksgiving. And again, this is a huge, huge deal in every single city, town, wherever you live. It's a big deal. And certainly in here in LA, it's an even bigger deal. It is NOUSwithoutYou.LA. $33 is all it takes to feed a family of four for a full week. So get over to that website, check it out. And Andre, you know, we always appreciate you talking baseball, but even more so, helping out the community and our community here in Los Angeles. Thank you.
No, appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on. And just like I said, appreciate the shout out. And be on the lookout for some cool collabs we're going to be doing with big restaurants in LA, myself, and Know Us Without You all next season and next summer. We got some exciting stuff in the works, so please be on the lookout for that.
Awesome. We will keep an eye on it. Again, Know Us Without You LA. Andre Ethier, our guest. Thanks so much, Andre.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
One more segment, Dead and Alive Guy birthday of the day, before we're going to say good night and give way to Adam A. where the Clippers pregame starts, PMS ends.
You walk out on me when we both disagree. 'Cause to reason is not what you care for.
Get P and Money on your smart speaker.
Mic check, mic check.
Just say, Alexa.
Yes?
Play AM 570 LA Sports on iHeartRadio.
Everybody, welcome back. The Petros and Money Show is on the air. So happy to be with you. It's been not a long show and a flex show. And tomorrow and Monday with that UCLA game, Bellarmine. Looks like that's the same flex show too. But right now it's time for the dead guy birthday of the day.
Well, a real superstar of Mexican film and song.
Orale!
Happy would have been 104th to Pedro Infante Cruz, taken from us way too soon, just when his star was beginning to shine its brightest. Cates, give me that amorcito corazón. He played it all, strings, wind, percussion, and man, he could really sing, as you can hear right here. In 1937, he became part of the Orquesta Estrella de Culiacán. In 38, he landed a regular spot on the radio station XEB, where he would sing three times a week. Mexico City, he furthered his popularity, singing the songs of some of the most renowned composers from the golden age of Mexican cinema. His first musical recording, El Soldado Raso, November 1943, a huge hit in Mexico, so big that the silver screen came calling. First film, En un Burro, Tres Baturros. His first lead, La Feria de las Flores. And he took off from there into superstardom. He won the Silver Bear for Best Actor at the 7th Berlin International Film Festival for his role in Tizoc. The film won a Golden Globe for Best Foreign Film. Signature role, Sobre las Olas, Over the Waves, playing Juventino Rosas, the famous Mexican waltz composer. And he won the Mexican Oscar Ariel Best Actor Award for his role in La Vida No Vale Nada. He then went on to become one of the most popular ranchera and bolero artists in Mexico. Hits over many decades. International hit with Besame Mucho. He loved to fly. He was a pilot.
Is he the original Besame Mucho?
No. I don't believe so. I believe many of his songs were given the Pedro Infante Cruz treatment. I believe. But P, he loved to fly. 3,000 hours under the pseudonym Captain Cruz. Crashed twice and survived. One time so bad he needed a metal plate put in his head.
So he's a bit of a colocithia brain.
Well, he kept flying. Yeah. And the third time got him. B-24, consolidated B-24D, former heavy bomber, converted into a cargo plane, crashed on takeoff, Yucatan, 5 minutes after takeoff, killed the three people on board, including Infante and two on the ground. Died in April of 57. Over 300,000 people showed up for his funeral. He has a star on the Walk of Fame, posthumously, 1993. He's in the International Latin Music Hall of Fame. And right here in the Euclid Heights neighborhood of Boyle Heights, there is an intersection. Pedro Infante,
yeah. A Mexican legend, there's no doubt. All right, Matt, it is time to celebrate the people of Korea. Let's talk about a great Korean actor. We're moving west of Mexico to the far east. Yoon Park is 34 today. He started out as a drummer for the Korean band Can't Play Well. And then he got into acting with another one of those weird Korean entertainment agencies, Matt. And Yoon Park, 34 today, has a hell of a movie and TV catalog. He hails from Seoul, and he attended the Korean National University of the Arts, no mascot listed. Now, horns or crickets, are you ready for the first title?
I am.
In the catalog of Yoon Park.
Okay.
Tenderly Crunch.
Horns.
The Tuna. and the dolphin.
Horns.
Mystic pop-up bar.
Horns.
Yeah.
I had to think about it, though.
Oh, this guy's unreal.
I had to think about it.
Do you know taekwondo?
Oh, horns, 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 horns.
You know, this could be the Vanilla Kitten story right here.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Taekwondo.
And there's a question mark.
That's amazing.
Flirty boy and girl.
Horns.
Yeah. We're up 28-0 in the first half. We're just killing. We got a block punt.
Blowout.
Kicking ass.
Boat race.
This one has an exclamation point at the end and a comma after the first word. Are you ready?
Okay.
Hello, my 20s.
Horns. Come on, there's got to be a cricket in here.
I don't know, man. I mean, I was looking at these and I was like, how's this going to get crickets? I just can't see a world. You know? The crowned clown.
Come on. Horns.
Introvert boss.
Oh, horns. Certainly not our story.
No.
That is not our story.
I was going to say that, but then I realized that I didn't need the intro. Well, that's it for us today, and a big thank you for listening. Tomorrow we're going to start at 2, and Monday we're going to start at 2. And we'll have more great sports talk for the people. But we got Clippers next, right?
At Follow Adam A, Adam Osling going to be along for an hour, 4 to 5 p.m. before the 5 o'clock tip-off between the Clippers and Grizzlies. That's coming up next.
AM 570,
LA Sports.
Deadline's approaching for you to enroll in the winter term for the Concordia Masters in Coaching and Athletics Administration program.
If your dream